Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to The Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, Lauren here, and welcome to a 5-Minute Friday episode. I'm so excited about this one today because I'm sharing something that really made a big difference in how I thought about my business and how I thought about myself. So what we're talking about in this quick episode is the idea of knowing your why. And if you've been in the online business world and you've taken courses, a lot of times a course starts with knowing your why, knowing why you're in business, knowing why you want to start a business. And the idea behind this, most of the time at least, is that if you know your why, then whenever you run into roadblocks or things aren't going as planned, you can think about your why and that can motivate you to keep going. And I love that sentiment, but I think that this way of thinking also can really hold you back because you start equating your business success with your personal success. So let me give you an example. Now, if you haven't done this before, you can start thinking through, why am I in business? Okay, well, if you're a parent, then a lot of times you'll think about your kids. Okay, well, you're in business because you want to be with your kids more. You want to have more control over that, or you want to show them that they can do anything. Or you want to make more money so they can have different experiences and get ahead. Or maybe you're not a parent and your why is maybe for yourself so you can create a better life for yourself and that's why you're in business. Well, almost every time a why is something that's really personal to you. And that's really the nature of it. It's supposed to be personal because then it'll carry that emotional side of it will carry you through the times in business when business is hard. But the issue with it is that every single business success and business failure is then linked to you as a person. And it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, in a program that I'm in now, the coach explained this whole idea that when you're setting goals, we're really taught to like emotionally tie ourselves to the goals. Like, I'm gonna land a $1,000 package client this month. And what that is going to do for me is that that means that I can set aside money to take my family on vacation or to finally upgrade our house or whatever that is. So you're setting a business goal and then you're motivating yourself to hit that goal by tying it to something personal. And the reason that this is faulty is because then whenever you don't hit that goal, you then beat yourself up about it. And then you don't hit it again because you've demotivated yourself because you've been beating yourself up about it. And I don't know about you, but I've set a lot of goals that I haven't hit, and I have beat myself up about them. You know, like the ones that I've said, oh, well, I'm going to make this happen and this happen and this happen. When I haven't made them happen for whatever reason, I then feel like crap, to be honest, right? And so ever since I was introduced to this idea of just like business is supposed to be fun. Business is like a game. So when you try a new technique to land clients, instead of thinking, okay, I'm going to land 5 clients this month and that's going to mean X, Y, and Z to me, and I'm going to be motivated to do it because of X, Y, and Z. Instead of thinking of it this way, I challenge you to start thinking about it in a way that's, I project that I'm going to land 5 clients this month and that this is going to be my first month that I generate $2,000 a month. And you have this fun energy, this positive, abundant energy around that projection instead of having this very heavy emotional tie to, okay, well, when it's the 30th or the 31st of the month, if I haven't hit it, then I failed. I have not met my goal. Instead, you're projecting what would be super cool and super awesome. And then on the back end, you're doing the work to make that happen. And regardless of what the outcome is, we really just need to focus on the work that we're putting in because we can't control the outcomes. We can only control the work that we put in. So thinking of business in a fun and challenge type of way rather than this very heavy emotional way, you can look at whatever you're doing to land clients and say, this is the technique that I'm going to try for the next month. And I can see that it could really work and I could land 5 clients this month. But if it doesn't work, that's okay. It doesn't say anything about me. It doesn't say anything about myself, about how good of a person I am. Instead, it just means, hey, that technique didn't work for whatever reason. And then I'm going to try something else. And I'm just going to keep trying and trying and trying. And I know that I'm going to figure this out. I know that I'm going to figure this out because people have figured it out before me. And I am just as smart and I am just as worthy of doing this as they are. So I hope you'll think this through. I hope you'll think about how maybe goals that you've set in the past, that you've then just used to kind of beat yourself up about, and that you will try to start focusing your energy in your business on how fun it can be and know deep down that you're going to be able to figure this out. All right, head over to Instagram and let me know what you think about this. I really would love to know. DM me and tell me how you're going to implement this. That's it for this episode. Thanks so much for being here, and I will talk to you very soon. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook, and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.